Federal politicians could soon be back in Canberra as the government drafts a legislative response to the Bondi terror attack. The Prime Minister is reportedly considering a recall before Australia Day. That's still too late for the opposition leader, Susan Lee.
Every day that the Parliament has not come back has been a day that it should have come back. So, in fact, whenever it comes back, it won't be coming back early, it will be coming back late.
David Pocock is an independent senator for the ACT. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara.
Do you agree with that reasoning from the opposition leader? Is it too late?
I think the PM should have announced plans to bring federal parliament back in January already. We should know when we're going back. I take the point that, you know, drafting takes time, but we've seen plenty of times previously where government can pull together legislation very quickly when it wants to, you know, in response to everything from the Optus outage to offshore immigration rulings, you know, needles and strawberries under the previous administration. I think coming back early really sends a signal to the community that the government is taking their concerns seriously and moving quickly in response. So I do think that we should be going back.
When? Next week? This week?
Well, that's up to the government. I think every politician would be willing to turn up and debate this, you know, very serious issue and look at what the response should be when it comes to things like hate speech laws, or when it comes to firearms legislation. What are the sensible steps that we can put in place while things like the Richardson Review take place, and, you know, hopefully a Royal Commission into it?
Do you think you're likely to support the proposed changes to gun laws, to hate speech offences and visa screening?
Well, I'd obviously need to see the detail, and, you know, I'll engage in good faith. That's my commitment to the people I represent in the ACTs. I'll engage in good faith, look at the details of it. But, you know, I do think there are steps that we can take. We need to ensure that we're strengthening those areas, but not kidding ourselves to think that that's the end of it, that will solve this problem. Clearly, we need a much deeper look into anti-Semitism and violent extremism more broadly. This is a national issue, and I think we need a national response led by the Commonwealth, led by the federal government, in conjunction with states and territories.
Well, the government's flagging an aggravated hate speech offence for preachers and leaders who promote violence, and a federal offence for serious vilification based on race. Are you worried that those kind of changes could encroach on free speech?
I mean, this is a constant tension in the Parliament, given that we don't have a Human Rights Act here in Australia. There's nothing that actually enshrines people's rights in law. And so, you know, this is something that I take very seriously when this sort of legislation comes to the Parliament. And as I said, I'll engage in good faith on the detail. I think clearly there are times where we cannot allow that sort of hateful, you know, preaching and disseminating information, which clearly is causing unrest, potentially radicalising young Australians. So, yeah, this is something we should look at, but you've got to keep in mind that I think something like a Human Rights Act is also long overdue, but that shouldn't stop us taking reasonable steps.
You've now added your voice to a group of independents calling for a federal Royal Commission. Why did you feel the need to do that at this stage?
I think there's a bunch of reasons why a federal Royal Commission is needed. You know, first and foremost, anti-Semitism and violent extremism are a national issue. This isn't just a New South Wales issue, and I think we need a national response, and we ideally need every state and territory to have some sort of involvement in that. I think the second reason, the PM has said that federal agencies will cooperate with the New South Wales Royal Commission, but, you know, that's not the same thing as a commission having the power to compel that testimony. And I think, you know, this is a time where, while some of it may be a little bit inconvenient, potentially a little bit embarrassing for the government, this is a time to put that aside and actually say, we want the deepest, you know, dive into the details of this. I think we also need to look at the sort of cross-jurisdictional failures that may have contributed to what happened, where you have agencies that are federal working with state agencies. What needs to change there? And then, you know, I think lastly, given this was the worst terror attack in Australia's history, I think it's really important that the government listens to and responds to the overwhelming community feedback. And what I'm hearing from people is that they actually want a Royal Commission. They recognise that Royal Commissions are that deep dive into you know, the finer details of what happened. And we need that to ensure that we stop this from ever happening again.
Do we also need a Royal Commission into rising Islamophobia?
I think the terms of reference should be clearly focused on anti-Semitism, given what's happening. But I think we need to look at extremism across the board. We've been warned for many years now by intelligence agencies that is the biggest threat to Australians is homegrown violent extremism. And so I think it would be silly not to look more broadly. And, you know, I think some of the comments from Graham Samuel overnight, I think are really sensible. We need to be looking at things like hate speech, discrimination, terrorism holistically, you know, across race, religion, ethnicity. And I think that could be the role of a Royal Commission. Sure, it will take time. It shouldn't stop us from acting on other things. The Richardson Review can continue at the same time. But I think this would send a really strong message to Australians that this is being taken seriously.
David Pocock, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Barbara.
David Pocock is the independent ACT senator.